Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams, and away we go here on a Thursday, June the 4th, 2020. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. 6-4-2020. Can you believe this? I heard somebody talking yesterday, and they were saying that now we're halfway done with 2020. And a lot of people have their feelings about 2020 at this point. It came in kind of big. It was 2020. It was our bicentennial, possibly here in Marion. It was going to be a lot of celebration. It was a presidential election year. It was an Olympic year. It was the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. 2020 was supposed to be so much. And what did 2020 end up being about? Coronavirus. No Olympics. Presidential election. How we're going to handle that, nobody really knows at this point. Most of the bicentennial programs and festivities at this point are on hold. 2020 certainly kind of took us for a loop. You know, it was kind of like a dog that has fleas. You know, it kind of shook us off. Or, as they say in some parts of Kentucky, it shook us off. 2020 said, you've got all these plans? Well, wait until you see what I have. As we continue on this morning here, I think we're about to be joined by our first guest. And it's always a pleasure to talk to this gentleman. He is a former representative from the great state of New York. Served until 2017. I believe at that time he was the second longest serving congressman in the history of Congress at that point when he retired in 2017. Nobody better to have on to talk about so many things going on in the world right now because he is in New York at this point, and that seems to be the epicenter of a whole lot of things going on. Now, this week we've had Dr. Art Uihlein, former doctor of on the Today Show, on to talk about COVID-19. We had legendary newsman Sam Donaldson on yesterday to talk about the George Floyd case and COVID-19. And momentarily, we are going to be joined here by former Representative Charles Rangel. Now, I believe that will happen in just a second. So, let me see here if we can get him on the line. Live radio, as always, here. It can be tricky, believe it or not. Let's see here what we can come up with. 18 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, June the 4th, 2020. Always a pleasure to chat with Representative Charles Rangel. Get his take on all the interesting things going on in the world. And certainly yesterday became another interesting case, an interesting day when it came to the case of George Floyd, to be sure. Hopefully, momentarily, we will have Representative Rangel. Well, we will hold out on that one, and Charles Rangel will be with us momentarily, but we will hope that happens very soon. Okay, let's see here. What were we? It's 2020. The whole year is just kind of mind-boggling so far, and I don't know what happened. I don't know how it all happens, but it certainly has happened. Now, how will the rest of 2020 goes? We're halfway in. I don't know. You know, I know we're not going to have any state fairs. We're not going to have any. We're not going to have the state fair. We're not going to have quite a few of the local fairs, including our own here in Marion County. I know a lot of the fireworks presentations have been canceled. I know that the Aquatic Center is obviously not going to open at this point. It's a different time. It's a different world, as they say. And I guess that's just the way that it's going to go. But we'll all deal with it. We've been in these places before, that's for sure, and we will get through them. Now, this morning here on the station, we have On the Air with Glenn Coble coming up when I go off the air this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Swap Shop today from 12:10 until 1 p.m., which I think will be a lot of fun. Now, let's see here. I think we have something. You know what? We are going to take a momentary break here and see if we can get our first guest, but we're going to come right back. Don't you dare go anywhere.
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222 Poison is the kind of thing you're not supposed to touch. Old prescriptions, cleaning stuff for spider bites and such. If you swallowed something bad or think you took too much, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're the people you can trust.
For poison emergencies or just questions, the Poison Control Center hotline is here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. We hope you never need us, but keep our number by the phone.
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, and again, we'll get our first guest worked out here momentarily, I am sure, and then we will be rolling along as normal. Really, the rest of the morning, outside of the guests that we have scheduled, is pretty much just going to be you and I on the toll-free line, because there is a lot to talk about. But 2020, halfway through, very interesting so far, to say the least. Now, what did I want? You know, yesterday I was talking about the refrigerator here in the office. And a lot of people took umbrage with what was going on with the refrigerator here. That we had had a fruitcake in there for 6 years, and we had had eggnog in there for 6 years. But I finally did throw out the pumpkin pie from last Thanksgiving. You know, I did do that. So I did a little bit of maintenance. A lot of people were shocked by this. Now, you have to remember, now the fruitcake and the eggnog do not stink. Now, here's the reasons for this. I believe that the eggnog does not stink because there is a lid on the eggnog. And I believe the reason the fruitcake does not stink is because fruitcakes are immortal. I don't think a fruitcake could ever spoil. A matter of fact, I think they just get stronger as age goes on. A matter of fact, I used to have this theory about fruitcakes. It's weird to talk about fruitcakes in June, but we're halfway to Christmas, so why not? My theory on fruitcakes is there is really only one fruitcake in the world, that nobody really eats fruitcake. That we just pass around the same fruitcake year after year after year after year, and somehow we got possession of it here at the station, and it's been in the refrigerator for 6 years. So that's what I really believe is going on when it comes to the fruitcakes. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think so in this particular case. But the question we ended up having yesterday was, does ketchup spoil? Because when I had my Memorial Day event, I was not sure. Well, you know what? We're going to take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on that name in your show there?
Oh, yes, the name of the 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, how about Circle the Bases?
You know, Circle the Bases is good, and I am certainly missing baseball, so that would not be a bad title at all.
Well, the reason being, because you're always heading to the dugout.
You know, have I ever told the story about how that heading to the, and I forget to say it some days, have I ever told the story about how that whole heading to the dugout got started?
No, I don't. Well, at least I haven't heard it.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. It's a good suggestion. I'll tell that story right now since we're waiting for our first guest to come on here if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for the suggestion. I like that. Circle the bases.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. You know, sometimes I forget because it's been a lot of years now. But when I sign off the program, a lot of times I'll say, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. I should say it every time, but I forget some days. Or I'm running short of time, and I just think, I got to get out of this show. But here's how that all started, this whole heading for the dugout thing. What happened was, when really early on, when I got into radio, what it's a strange thing, but getting on the air and getting off the air are kind of difficult because it's live. And as I've told people many times, I've never taken a journalism class. That shows some days. I've never taken a broadcasting class. I've never done any of that. I had never worked in a radio studio. I did not know how to work the sound equipment. I knew nothing. And when you get on in the morning, you can't just say hello. Or like you would with a person you would run into, and you don't just want to say goodbye at the end. You know, you want to be a little more than that. So you try to learn how to get on and get off, and broadcasters all kind of figure that out as time goes on. Well, in the early days, when I would come on the air, I used to say good morning, good morning, good morning, three times, and then I'd say, here we are on the program. Now, I don't do that so much anymore, but here's why I did that. Here's the story behind good morning, good morning, good morning. Here's how why I did that. I was working at WMRN at the time, and nine times out of ten, I was alone in the studio. And at WMRN, you had a lot of things that you had to do when you went on the air. We had the temperature gauge in the studio, which would tell you the exact temperature. You were usually coming out of the weather. You would go out and check the rain gauge in the morning to see how much precipitation had come overnight. You wanted to give that information. You wanted to tell people who was going to be on the show that day. Just a whole lot of, and a lot of times you'd want to give the sports because that was a very sports-oriented station at the time. So you'd want to give the sports scores for the night before. And you'd have all these papers in front of you, and you had the temperature gauge over here, and you had your precipitation information, which you probably just scratched out on a piece of paper. So you had all this information you wanted to give, and you would be coming out of your theme music. And what the reason I would say good morning three times is because it would give me a chance to glance up at the temperature, glance down and see how much precipitation there had been, and look at the sports. So while I was starting the show, you know, the theme song's ending, I would just glance and get the current temperature, I would get the precipitation, and I would say, good morning, good morning, good morning, here we are on another Friday morning, it's 67 degrees, precipitation last night, half an inch. So that's why I did that. Now, as time went on, I didn't have to do good morning, good morning, good morning three times because I moved into the afternoon at one point, and saying good afternoon three times does not work right. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, that doesn't make any sense. And I think once you do this, you get better as time goes on. And you realize, well, you really don't need that prep time. So that's where good morning, good morning, good morning came from. But I really don't do that anymore. Now I just say away we go, or here we are on the show, or here's our first guest. You know, it's something of that nature. Now, oh, we're getting emails here. Maybe this is something of importance. Okay. You know what? I think our first guest is ready. So we are going to take a very quick time back with our first guest, and then I'll tell you about heading to the dugout. But remind me of that because I do not want to forget it. I will be back momentarily here on WWGH Radio.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWO from 12:10 to 10. Listen to the program for guests like these. the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And away we go here on WWGH Radio. Now, we're having one of those mornings, but this is why you have to love live programming. You know, this wouldn't happen on television or anything taped because they would take all this problem out. Now, what happened was we were supposed to have, obviously, Representative Charles Rangel on at about 8:15 this morning. Now, we called to get him ready to get on the air, and we went to the voicemail. Well, that happens. And so I sent an email out saying we're having problems getting in touch with Representative Rangel. And I just got an email back about 5 minutes ago saying, can you give him a call now? He's ready to go. And I took that break and I tried to give him a call now. And apparently he's not ready to go because we went back to the voicemail. So now I have replied to the email again saying that we are not ready to go. But if he's ready to go anytime, just dial the station number. So that's where we are right now, 8:32, and hopefully we will have him before the end of the hour. Now, here's where heading to the dugout came at the end of all my shows. Here's what happened. As I was saying, you learn how to get on the air, and you learn how to get off the air. So, good morning, good morning, good morning was how I got on the air. Now, the getting off the air is a little difficult in live radio because a lot of times you will have guests that will talk right up to the end of the program. And a lot of times you have trouble getting them to stop talking because they're not aware of the clocks in the studio that you are trying to pay attention to. And a lot of times you're coming up on a hard break, especially at the end of the program. Now, a lot of times during the program, you have trouble or you have control over the spots. So if somebody's a little late, you can kind of push that spot out for a minute. It's not a hard break. But the end of the program is usually a hard break. When you get to the top of the hour and your program is over, it's a hard break. You've got to stop at exactly that point. So if somebody's talking, it's hard to get them to stop. I mean, you can wave your hands and you can give them time cues, and it just does not work sometimes. So what I decided to do was I would come up with a closing for the show that was a little longer than just goodbye. That way, if I held up a finger, which would be like an index finger, to let them know that, hey, we're coming to the end here or I need to say something, it would give me like 5 seconds to get out of the program. It wouldn't be just a goodbye, which takes about half a second. So I came up with this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout, which takes a little longer to say. Now, the reason I went heading for the dugout is because at that time I had just interviewed legendary Reds baseball player and broadcaster Joe Nuxall. And Joe Nuxall's sign-off used to be, this is the old left-hander rounding third and heading for home. And I liked that because I thought it was very folksy. It had to do with baseball, which has always been my favorite sport. I thought this is great, but I was never a professional baseball player, so I couldn't do rounding the bases like Joe Nuxall did, and I wouldn't want to steal Joe's anyway. You never want to steal somebody's goodbye, especially when they've used it for years and years and years. So I thought, well, I'll just head to the dugout. Because when you're heading to the dugout, it means you've been up at bat, and whether or not you've hit a home run, or you've struck out, or you've fouled the ball, or you just got on base, you always head to the dugout at the end. So I thought the ending of the program should be heading for the dugout. So I came up with this as Scott Spears heading for the dugout. So I started to use that, and it was working okay. But to me, in my own brain, it sounded kind of folksy. It sounded like something that I probably would not normally say in conversation, and it's probably not normally something I would say in conversation. So I stopped saying it after about maybe a month or two. And I started getting phone calls from people saying, well, what happened to heading for the dugout? So we reinstituted it. And ever since then, when I can slip it in, I say heading for the dugout. And, you know, I've come to realize I think everybody should have their own sign-off. Because when people say goodbye, have you ever noticed how plain that is? Goodbye. Have a good week. I don't know. I just like the sign-offs. You know, Walter Cronkite had, and that's the way it is. And we ran through Joe Nuxall's there. And Dave Garraway used to say peace at the end of his broadcast, and Carol Burnett sang a song and tugged her ear. We remember those classic broadcasts. We remember those things. And so that's been mine, and that's where it came from. And that's the story of heading to the dugout, which I'm sure I've told on the air at some point, but probably not for quite a while. So there you have it. Now, again, today coming up here on the station, we've got On the Air with Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we have Swap Shop today, if you want to call in and try to sell something, from 12 until 1 p.m. And then we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2 until 3 p.m. on this very station. And then a whole lot of other great programming sprinkled throughout the day. But yesterday, people did seem to be upset about the refrigerator, but I think it's okay. I still don't know if ketchup spoils. Now, we went through this yesterday, and I guess there is some kind of tomato in ketchup. The preservatives make it last longer than a regular tomato would, but does ketchup, I guess it lasts about a year. So what would happen if you ate the ketchup after a year? Now, this is not something I'm going to try, because who would want to do that? But it was an interesting question, I thought, and we got a lot of interesting answers. Maybe we'll come back to that in just a second. But I'm going to give our guest another shot here and see if we can get a hold of them. So stick with us here. We're going to try again, and then we're going to come right back with you here. See, this is real live radio. This is how it happens. We don't even go to break. We just go on the air. 39 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, June the 4th, 2020. Hope you're having a good morning out there. Let's see here. Well, we still seem to be having a little bit of problem there, but hopefully we will work that out. We have time this morning to work this problem out, and hopefully that's what we are going to do. Okay, we talked about the refrigerator. Oh, and the one-year anniversary party. I want to talk a little bit about this again. Next Wednesday, WWGH Radio will have been on the air 6 years. Did I say 1 year? Why would I say 1 year? It's a 6-year anniversary party. And we're going to have our on-the-air party, which we have done every year for 6 years to celebrate the anniversary of this station going on the air June the 10th, 2014. So next Wednesday will be our 6-year anniversary, 7 to 9 p.m. at night. And I wanted to make sure I had everybody right on our guest list. We have, here's who I've invited, who I'm pretty sure will be here, almost positive. We have Linda Sims. We have Mike Wilson. We have Adam Lepp. We have Sean Kraft. We have Terry Tackett. We have Pastor Whitaker. We have Nate Redman. We have Glenn Coble. We have Mary Ellen Withrow. We have Jeff Ruth. And I think at that, this, and I'll be here. And I think at that point, at this point, that is the list. Now, is there anybody I have forgotten that needs to be on this list? Has anybody been left off the list? Now, again, it doesn't have to be somebody necessarily associated with this station, because Mary Ellen Withrow, well, Mary Ellen Withrow and Jeff Ruth are associated with the station. They just don't do regular shows here. But who have I forgotten that is associated with this station? Or somebody maybe you think I should invite to the party, because we've still got time. We've got 6 days. Does anybody have any suggestions on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any ideas on who we should invite to this 6-year anniversary party? And you know what? A lot of times I will say things wrong on the air because I think my mouth is moving faster than my brain. But, you know, when I called it a 1-year anniversary party, the reason was I had written it down that way. You know, my bullet point said 1-year anniversary party. Now, why? I have no idea, because I've been here for the entire 6 years. Why I wrote down 1 year, I really have no idea. But it will be the 6-year anniversary party here at WWGH Radio coming up next Wednesday night from 7:10 until 9 p.m. And at this point, everybody has said they are coming. And a lot of times we'll have music at that particular event, and I'm talking to a few musical acts right now to see if we can get one to come in and break up the monotony of the broadcast. I'll tell you what's fun about that party is that we do it on the air, the party, but there's people shuffling in, shuffling out, because you get 10 or 15 people up here and their wives and so on and so forth, and it becomes a real interesting time. Also, I should mention tomorrow on the Exchange Club from 12 to 1 p.m., we will have a new permanent panelist starting out for the first time. So that's going to be interesting, because for the last 2 months or so, the Exchange Club has pretty well just been me. I think Jeff Ruth was here for one of them, and Mike Wilson came in a couple times, but more or less, it's just been me. Now, tomorrow, we will have our new permanent panelist. Now, I will say this as well, that on Monday, somebody brought me, well, I'm going to get into this tomorrow, about the beverages. Because, again, I would never ask for a beverage. I don't want to be the person who asks for beverages. I just like to be the person who talks about it. And if a beverage magically shows up, well, that's okay in the 2 hours I'm here in the morning. But I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow, because there are other things I want to talk about. So anybody have I left anybody off the list for the big anniversary party? 6 years. Next Wednesday. If I have, let me know. Also, fishing. I talked about this with Glenn Coble a little bit yesterday. For the last 2 weeks, starting Memorial Day weekend and then last weekend, I had all these projections that I was going to go fishing for the first time this season. Well, Memorial Day weekend happened, and I just got busy because I was having the Memorial Day thing at my house, and I ended up not even getting the license or going fishing. So Memorial Day weekend was kind of a mess. Then I came back last week, and I said, okay, well, this coming weekend I'm going to go fishing, and last weekend I ended up not going fishing because there were some things I needed to go to the store for, and I also went down. I did sit by the pond. I didn't fish in the pond, but I did go down and sit by the pond, and that was enjoyable. But I have decided, because I want to come back with the story, that this weekend's the weekend. I will have the license ready to go. I will have the fishing rod ready to go. And the big fishing trip is going to happen this weekend. Now, I think I'm down to three places at this point. Either Delaware, the Tallgrass Trail, or Indian Lake. They're all fairly close. Indian Lake's an hour away. The Tallgrass Trail's here in Marion. And, of course, Delaware is about 20 minutes away. But here's my thing about this. Here's how it's all going to go down. Now, Friday night, I come in here and I do a program, Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt, and I'll be on from 8 to 10 Friday night. When I'm done on Friday night, because the weather's supposed to be nice all weekend, what I'm going to do is when I'm done here, Glenn Coble's supposed to bring me a cooler today, by the way. I'm going to get a cooler. And then on Friday night, when the show's done at 10 o'clock, I'm going to go to one of these stores that is still open. There's a few of them, some grocery stores, some department stores. I'm going to go to a store, and I'm going to get ice, and I'm going to get some kind of sandwich that will not spoil. Now, I don't know what that'll be, but I'm going to get some sandwiches and maybe a couple bags of chips. Oh, and some beverages, not alcoholic beverages. We don't want the game warden after me, but just some kind of beverages to take out there. Then Saturday, now I'm ready to go. Then Saturday, what I'm going to do, and I'm not sure if this is going to happen during the day or night yet. I haven't decided. Could happen during the day, could happen at night. We got the weather report yesterday. It looks like it's going to be great weather this weekend. So what's going to happen is Saturday, I'm going to get this cooler, and I'm going to fill it up with ice, and then I'm going to put the sandwiches in there and the drinks in there, and so on and so forth. And I'm going to head to one of these places with somebody. Now, I will tell you, a lot of times I don't say the names of the people on the air because I think, well, that's private, and maybe they don't want their name mentioned. But, and I have not chosen who I'm going to go with this weekend, by the way, either. Either or either. So I have not done that yet. So it's not like I have the person in my mind, because at this point I don't particularly have them in my mind. I might decide today. Today might be a good time to decide who this is going to be, because tomorrow when I go and buy the food and the drink and the potato chips and all that for the trip, I want to buy stuff that they like. So here's the deal. And I want to make sure they have their fishing license, of course. So I think the deal is going to be that I'll figure out who I'm going to go fishing with. And then Saturday, I'll get ready, get everything moving together, get a time to meet this person. I'll meet him. We'll get in the car and we'll go out fishing. Now, as I said, this will go one of two ways. One, it'll be a daytime fishing excursion, where you just, you have fun in the day. The weather's supposed to be nice. It'll be a lot of fun. Or you can go at that point of the day, because fishing is a little bit of a longer exercise than normal. But here is something I love to do when you can go fishing, not overnight, but just when it starts to get dark. And right now, in the month of June, it starts to get dark around 9 o'clock, maybe even a little after 9 o'clock. But one of the great things to do, now I think there are some places that are beaches, so you've got that area, but you take a blanket to make sure. When it gets dark, it's great to just lay on the blanket with the other person and just stare at the sky, because it's supposed to be clear that particular day, I believe. Now, here's why this is fun. Because when you look at the sky on a clear night, if you do this by yourself, it's fun. You see all kinds of formations, and you see all kinds of things, sometimes shooting stars. You see a lot of things up in the sky that you do not see during the day. And a lot of times you will see shapes forming, and constellations and things of that nature. Now, what's fun about having somebody else there for this, laying on the ground, looking up at the stars as well, is when you see something, you go, do you see that? That kind of looks like a donkey over there. You say that to the other person, and the other person will say, oh, yes, I see that donkey, or I can't see it at all. It's kind of like a magic eye poster. So it's fun to have somebody else there spotting you on that sort of fishing trip. Also, to go fishing alone is not nearly as fun. But I do have a question, because I know a lot of people use different things as bait. And maybe tomorrow I'll announce who I'm taking with me. See, wouldn't that be a thing? Maybe by tomorrow I'll have this trip flushed out. Who am I taking with me? Who's the most fun? And what when are we going? And that way Monday, when I come back and tell the story, I'll be in, you'll know what I did over the weekend. Okay, the thing I want to talk about with fishing here momentarily is bait. Now, I know a lot of people use the worms, and the worms work really well, but I know people use different things that you are allowed to use. Now, I don't want to use anything that you're not allowed to use. So, what do you use for bait when you go fishing? Are the worms the best way to go? Is that what's working for you right now? And I don't mind baiting a hook with worms. I also don't mind taking the fish off, oddly enough. A lot of people don't like to take the fish off. I don't mind taking the fish off. That's perfectly fine. You know, I usually throw the fish back because I'm not going to take it home and clean it and cook it usually. So it's more of a relaxing activity than anything else. But is there anybody out there who uses anything for bait other than worms? Or if you use worms, where is the best place to get them in your opinion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, what kind of sandwiches do you take fishing? Because to be honest with you, if you listen to this program, you know that I do not like peanut butter at all. And a lot of people take peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Well, that's not going to work with me. I am not a peanut butter and jelly person. So, what kind of sandwiches do you think should be taken on this trip? So at this point, the two questions are, do you use anything for bait other than worms? And if you use worms, where's the best place to get them? And then the second question is, what do you take on these fishing excursions, sandwich-wise or food-wise or whatever you do? I also think one of the steps I left out in this fishing trip, I'll go to the store the night before, I'll get all the things that I need to get, and then as I get ready to leave to go fishing, whatever time it is on Saturday, when I meet up with that other person that I'm going to go with, I think like we'll swing by McDonald's or Wendy's or, you know, Arby's, someplace, and get something fresh so when we get out there, we can start with a nice fresh meal. It's going to be fun. It'll be a fun Saturday. And if I don't make it Saturday, I'll do it Sunday night. Because Sunday night is still doable. The weather's supposed to be nice all weekend. But this is something I'm going to work on this particular weekend. Because I think, well, I have not gone fishing in a couple years. So really, this first fishing trip should be quite memorable. Because it's been a while since I've done it. A matter of fact, I think the last time I went fishing with anybody, I don't even know if that person's still around. Well, they're not around, I should say. I think they're still with us. They have not gone on to their reward, as it would be. But I don't think they're really in my life big time. Yeah, it's not somebody I'm going to call up and say, let's go fishing. Even though, in those days, we went fishing. Today, probably would not be the first person I would call up to go fishing. So, if anybody has any input on any of these things, let me know. 740-383-9944, 54 and a half minutes past the hour, and maybe our guest will show up at some point this morning. I'll try to work on that during the break here, but that's the way it is. Also, I've got some other stuff I want to talk about this morning, so our guest will not be on for the whole hour, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops. So we'll try to work that out during the 9 o'clock break as we come up on 55 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. You know something else I want to do? And this is not necessarily tied in with the fishing, but maybe just a day of fun. I like drive-in movies, and I've been hearing that they're making a comeback. Now, this is where I need your help. What is the closest drive-in movie that's still operational? Because last time I knew, it used to be Mansfield, but last time I knew, that drive-in was no longer operational. But then somebody told me they had redone that, and that drive-in was operational. What did that, was it the Sunset Drive-In? Was that the name of it, the one? And I don't even know if it was really considered being in Mansfield, because it's not in the city. It's, you know, kind of out in a area all of its own. But last time I passed by it, the screen was still there, and it looked like some of the boxes with the speakers were still there, but it did not look operational anymore. It looked like that poor drive-in theater had seen better days. But we're seeing all these articles about drive-in theaters making a comeback. So, does anybody know the closest drive-in theater that is still operational close to Marion? Now, I know we have no operational drive-in theaters here in Marion anymore. We used to have some, but they are all gone at this point. But what's the closest operational drive-in theater? Because that would be fun. Now, I'm getting some word here that there is another one in Mansfield, and there's also one in Kenton. Well, there you go, Indian Lake, because Indian Lake is like, what, 20 minutes from Kenton? Not very far at all. So maybe that's the deal. Maybe it's fishing and a drive-in. Now, wouldn't that be fun? That would be a lot of fun. And I know Kenton pretty well, because I used to have some family members that lived over in that area. Matter of fact, I still think I have some family members who live over in that area. Or Mansfield. Mansfield's fun, too. I used to like going to Mansfield to see movies. And it never really matters what the movie is. The drive-in part of it is what's fun. And I'll tell you this. You only take somebody to a drive-in who you can stand. Because that can become a real process. Because you have somebody there who, you know, they're either going to send you to the concession stand, or you're going to send them to the concession stand, and you're going to be there for a few hours, and sometimes the movie is not all that great, and a drive-in can be a real thing if you're there for somebody you don't like. But I'm going to find the right person here. So maybe it'll be a drive-in theater and a fishing weekend. Or maybe just fishing, and I'll save the drive-in for another weekend. Both of those things seem fun to me. And they seem like something that you could do every weekend. Not that you would want to do them every weekend, but drive-ins, because of this COVID thing, you feel safe, you're in your own car, or you're sitting in the back of a pickup truck, or however you go. And that's also a place where a lot of times you get a cooler, and you do whatever you do. You bring your snacks, you bring your sodas, you bring your water, whatever you bring, and you have a great time at the drive-in movie. So maybe I will have to check that out as well. And drive-in movies tend to be inexpensive to get in the gate. Now, the food, sometimes a different story, depending on which drive-in you go to, but we'll deal with it. 59 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. So definitely this weekend, I will either have a fishing and or drive-in story when I come back here on Monday morning. Now, tomorrow morning, you'll have to tune in to figure out who I'm taking. Because it's my goal today, before the end of this day, to have that person ready to go, locked in for the big Saturday. And I'll probably know if it's just going to be fishing, or it's just going to be a drive-in, or if it's going to be fishing and a drive-in. But it is interesting to know that Kenton has a drive-in that's very close to Indian Lake, which has great fishing. Although, driving from the Tallgrass Trail to Kenton or Mansfield is not really that long of a trek. So, That'll be this weekend. 20 seconds left here. I'm not going to head to the dugout yet, but we are going to take a break for news, weather, all kinds of interesting stuff, and hopefully come back with our guest for 15 or 20 minutes, you on the toll-free line, and lots more conversation here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul, and go on, this royal, this desire, this